Okay, as you heard, my name is Peyton Dupree. I'm a master's student with Louisiana State University, and I'm presenting our research project on relating soil profile inorganic nitrogen distribution and grain yield in corn production systems of northeastern Louisiana. To give you a little background on corn production in Louisiana, in terms of planted hectares, it's second in small grain production, second to soybean over the last 2 years. When we think of fertilizer, the nitrogen fertilizer application, nitrogen is one of the most limiting nutrients affecting yields. We know it's an expensive fertilizer for producers to apply annually, and we know the hazards of overapplication or excessive vegetative growth. Aside from physiological effects to the crops, we can see detrimental effects to the environment in terms of surface contamination through runoff or groundwater contamination through leaching. And when we think of nitrogen recommendations for Louisiana, in the past they've been based on applied nitrogen rates over multiple sites in multiple years to determine a nitrogen recommendation for the area. Limited research has been done on using soil inorganic nitrogen content to develop some kind of nitrogen recommendation. So with those things in mind, the objectives of our research study were to document inorganic nitrogen distribution in the soil profile throughout the entirety of a year. And we also want to see if we can answer a question. We want to see if we can look and see and relate soil inorganic nitrogen content directly to yield. Our method for doing so, we selected two different soil types. One was a light texture and the other was a heavy texture. Our light texture soil was a Giger silt loam. At this location, our nitrogen source was granular urea that was broadcast applied, and we used an overhead sprinkler irrigation system. Our heavy textured soil was a Sharkey clay soil. Our nitrogen source there was UAN that was knifed in, and we used a polypipe irrigation system. Our nitrogen treatments were our 0, 202, and 403 kilograms per hectare, but applied only at the pre-plant stage. And this trial was set up in a randomized complete block design with four replications. To determine our soil inorganic N content, we pulled two deep core soil samples from the center of the plot to a depth of greater than 60 centimeters. Then we took that deep core soil sample and divided it up into five 15 centimeter increments individually. So we had our 0 to 15 and 15 to 30, so on and so forth. Each one of those soil samples was then taken and analyzed individually for inorganic N content. And to give you a better idea of where exactly these cores were pulled from, I threw in this diagram that shows from the center two rows of the plot and with the inner three meters. The sampling times we selected throughout the year were five different sampling times. At March, at the pre-plant stage before seeding, we selected the V8 leaf stage in May. V8 because this is more or less a critical growth point for this crop. It tends to grow exponentially from this point on and nitrogen demands increase. We also wanted to see the nitrogen content in August at harvest and during the fallow months of October and December. And to determine our yield, grain subsamples were collected at harvest from the two center rows. For laboratory analysis, our soil samples were then oven dried, processed, and extracted using a 1 NOLA KCL extraction procedure. And inorganic N content was determined using a continuous flow injection colorimetric method. For statistics, we used Microsoft Excel to determine our average standard deviation and standard error. So now we're going to get into some results. What I'm going to do is go site by site, then year by year. I'm going to show the distribution of the nitrogen in the soil profile, and then also we're going to look at the soil inorganic N content in the upper 30 centimeters and try to see how our yields did. So this is our Giger silt loam location in 2013 and our three different nitrogen treatments. So coming over here in the zero, we have our x-axis across the top is our total inorganic nitrogen content. So as we move from left to right, it's going to increase. On our y-axis downward, is it, we're actually going down in depth through the profile. So each one of these lines is one of our five soil samples. So our zero here is our 0 to 15, our 15 here is our 15 to 30 sample, so on and so forth down to beyond 60. Please take note of the scale on the zero. I dropped it down to 50, the others two are at 100, so right at a glance they look similar, but I dropped this 50 so we could see some of the variability. At first glance we see there's not a whole lot of difference in terms of distribution and variability comparing to both the 202 and 403 treatments. In May, we do have our highest amount of inorganic N content, but that was due to pre-plant N rates that went out at the V3 or V4 leaf stage. So naturally, we're going to have a spike in inorganic N content in May. Next would be March, and there in the During harvest in the fallow months of October and December, we noted a decrease in inorganic N content throughout the whole profile. So here we're comparing inorganic N content in the upper 30 centimeters to our yield. And we selected the months of March, May, and August to do this since that is the growing season for this crop. So here we have our, on our y-axis, we have our three treatments, and on our x, the total inorganic N. And we see that there's not a whole lot of difference in our 202 to our 403 applied N rates. Both are at the V8 leaf stage, managed to get above 100 kg per hectare. But we had really good yields, both getting above 10,000 kg per hectare. This is going on 2014. It's the exact same site, the exact same treatments and locations. 2014 kind of messed with us a bit. Our pre-plant N rates went out just like they did the previous year. However, not long after that, a huge rain came through, and our trial sat underwater for about 24 hours, so effectively washing away all of our applied nitrogen. And that's why we don't see much variability in our profile. We selected the month of February because we saw some kind of a recovery in March, so we wanted to go 1 month earlier to see if we saw that same effect, which we did not, or similar. That lack of inorganic N distribution, or you could say the rain, you could also see it was reflected in our soil inorganic N content at upper 30 centimeters. All treatments, none of them got above 45 total kg per hectare, and our yields suffered as a result of that. With the previous year, we had our highest N rate, got up to about 13,000 kg per hectare. This, in 2014, we're just right under 9,000. Now we're going to jump over to our Sharkey clay location. And as you can see, there's a much more uniform distribution. But we also do have some similar characteristics. In May, we do have our highest, thanks to applied N rates. And one thing I did fail to mention in the other site, if you notice that our red line in May, we do not have our 60 beyond 60 depth in 2013. Any other time in the year, we use a hydraulic mounted soil sample on the back of a pickup truck to pull our soil samples. In May, at the V8 leaf stage with a standing crop, it's very difficult to get that equipment in there without destroying the crop. So we have to hand sample it manually. So unfortunately, in 2013, we were unable to hit that depth. However, in 2014, we swapped our methods up and we were able to pull data from it. In December, in this location in 2013, we are also unable to pull our soil samples because of the rain. Sharkey clay is a very heavy textured soil. It takes an eternity to dry up for us to get in there. So for the entire month of December, it was very wet. We were just, unfortunately, we missed that sampling date. So this is our upper, again, our upper inorganic N content at our Sharkey clay location in 2013. We see that in our 202 and 403, at or above 75 kg, we got really good yields, both getting above 10,000 kg per hectare. Moving on to 2014, we see a similar distribution compared to 2013. We have our spike in May, just like before, and not much variability after that point. Throughout this entire study, we saw most of the variability occurred at the surface level, about 0 to 15 centimeter depth. But if you notice, we have the highest inorganic N content of all the site years. However, our yield suffered instead. Again, with this location, and just like in Gigersilt Loam in 2014 with the rain that washed away our N, the particularly wet year we had this year kept us out of the field at this location. The soil would not dry up, allowing us our planting equipment to get in there and plant the trial on time. This trial was actually planted in late April, and we see that our yield potential of it was compromised, and our yield suffered because of this. This is just a yield comparison for both sites. You can see just the difference in 2013 and how the weather just really got us in 2014. So some highlights I have for this study. Our variability of inorganic N content was really strictly in the 0 to 15 centimeter or higher. You can see our areas of highest variability. After that, there was some variability in the 15 to 30 centimeter depth, but generally it remained the same from that point on down to greater than 60 centimeters. We did see somewhat of a relationship in our inorganic N content at the V8 leaf stage. We saw some plots that were less than 50 kg per hectare produced less than like 2 metric tons of our field was affected by about lowered by 2 metric tons. in our plots that are had higher than 75 kilograms of inorganic nitrogen, we saw yields as high as 10 metric tons. And we also, so we can kind of, that kind of made us think that you could use inorganic N content as a gauge for grain yield. But we did not see an increasing pattern in terms of increasing inorganic N content. We didn't see an increasing grain yield. So if it says one treatment had 15% more nitrogen than one, we didn't see necessarily see a 15% increase in our yield. So to conclude, we believe soil inorganic N content can somewhat be a useful tool to determine a nitrogen requirement, but that's really only in Louisiana corn production systems or really just for this region. If we believe it could be potentially effective in average years, average meaning when you have adequate rainfall, not like a particularly wet year we have here, planting is on time, things like that. And proper time of sampling is critical. By critical, we mean can, instead of looking at just specifically V8 leaf stage, can we possibly increase that window, maybe go to V6 leaf stage, you can see some kind of relationship between inorganic N content at that time in yield, or go as late as V10 or tasseling, see the same thing. For my acknowledgments, I want to thank the Louisiana Soybean Small Grain Research Promotion Board for funding and support. I want to thank my Soil Fertility Group Advisory Committee for their constant guidance and support. Without them, none of this would have been possible. And with that, I will say thank you, and I will be taking your questions.
Any questions? Got time for a couple of questions?
Yes.
You said you took soil samples that greater than 60 inches. I'm just curious.
Greater than 60 centimeters, which I failed to point out. The Giger silt loam actually had a hard pan somewhere and varied throughout the field, so really what we wanted to look and see if did the nitrogen drop out beneath that hard pan or did it come back. And we saw wherever the hard pan was located, we did see a noted reduction in nitrogen, but once you got beneath it, it actually recovered almost to what the content was above it. So we really just wanted to make sure we got beneath that. Plus, we looked at the upper 30 centimeters as the root zone. And then we just want to see, you know, take that distance and just go below it and see what the nitrogen content looks like.
You have another question?
Yes, sir.
Why would anybody want to use
230 pounds of nitrogen? Actually, the corn for pre-plant nitrogen, the corn for corn productions in Louisiana, 240 pounds per acre is the nitrogen recommendation. This study was actually embedded in a much larger nitrogen management study where we are looking at split application of that rate. And we did see our best yields actually came from if you took that in rate, 240 pounds per acre, and divided it evenly. And if you had 120 at pre-plant and then went in at mid-season, right around the V8 leaf stage, and applied 120 again, we did see much better yields. So,
we have another quick question. If not, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you all.